Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Hardline on News Radio 930 WBEN. And joining us for the first part of this segment is Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick. Kevin, long time no talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Kevin, as we announced on Friday, or the county executive announced on Friday, the state of the emergency done here in Erie County as of noon yesterday. Now, Kevin, you got to look at this from the legislature and from the comptroller position. Tell me, how will business now get back to normal in Erie County? What will government start to look like in Erie County that it hasn't over the last two years?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I think it's one that we're not sure the answer to, because COVID has lasting effects. It's changed the way we do business in county government. On the positive side, it's provided us hundreds of millions of dollars in assistance through various federal programs. We are awash in cash. It's going to be interesting to see what life is like after all of that federal money dries up. And I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we don't squander all that money that's come in here, that we make wise decisions, and that we put ourselves in a better position when we do get back to whatever normal looks like. So I think that's one of my biggest concerns right now, is trying to figure out where this is headed. Right now, things are fine. If you want money from the county, it's there. The problem is, it's not always going to be that way.
Kevin, as comptroller, you know, you've been in the in office for 2 months after serving in the legislature. What is something that you might, you know, have been waiting till the end of the state of emergency to address in your office?
Well, on Monday, I sent over to the legislature a report on fourth quarter overtime for managerial confidential employees. And in there, I ran down, you know, who was making what and who got what and so on. But I also talk about the looking forward, because managerial confidential overtime has been such a controversial subject. One of the things that I think we're going to have to deal with is evaluating the policy concerning such overtime. Now, these are people who are not in unions. They're department heads. There are like 300 or so in the county. It's more than just the commissioners and the deputy commissioners. There are a lot more. And I think we have to determine what the long-run policy is towards their overtime. Because of a policy that was promulgated last year by the county executive, managerial confidential employees, are, even though the state of emergency is over, are going to be able to continue to receive overtime. Now, that's in large part because they are considered hourly employees, and there are provisions of the Fair Labor Standards Act, a federal piece of legislation, that says you have to give hourly employees overtime after they work 40 hours a week. So I think there are some questions that we're going to have to grapple with, and I hope that the legislature will take this up and discuss it at length.
Yes, I heard you talking with Hannah Bueller a few weeks ago about, obviously, Dr. Gail Burstein's overtime has been the one that's gotten a lot of the attention. Do you think that something like, again, as you said, people are entitled to their overtime, but something as like detailed and what these individuals are doing to get their overtime, is that kind of the thing that you think the legislature should talk about?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think the legislature can micromanage every department and say, you know, check everybody's timesheet and this is increases over time, and that's not, I mean, that's why we have commissioners and deputy commissioners and other administrative personnel. But I think the policy in general has to be talked about. Incidentally, you mentioned Dr. Burstein. It might come as a surprise to a lot of people that in the fourth quarter of 2021, which my report looks at, she collected a grand total of $139 in overtime. She was by no means among the leaders. So a lot of other people did collect some overtime. Again, that report is out there and people can access it. But more than who collects the overtime and whether it's the health department or the sheriff or whomever, again, I think the legislature needs to look at the policy. And maybe the policy that was promulgated last year, again, I mean, we're up against provisions of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which require us to do something. But for hourly employees, and again, we consider all of our commissioners, everybody but elected officials in Erie County are considered hourly employees because they swipe in and they swipe out or otherwise record their time. I really think we have to look at this. And one of the things I suggest you may want to consider is with at least some people, like the commissioners and the deputy commissioners, you may want to make them true salaried employees where you say you're not an hourly employee. You don't have to swipe in and swipe out. But this is your salary, and that's basically it. Now, in a lot of those cases, we might also want to look at those salaries, because I think if you do a salary study and you compare what people are making in Erie County to people in other counties or certainly in the private sector, you'll see that maybe some of those commissioners are and deputy commissioners are underpaid, and we may want to consider upping them as opposed to, you know, letting them collect overtime, making them true salary. But I think, again, those are discussions that we should have. The pandemic is now over. Emergency powers have ceased. Now is the time where we can, you know, without the pressure of the pandemic, sit down and analyze those policies. And I think we should.
Speaking of the pressure of the pandemic, Kevin, I want you to go back to 3 months. No, let me see if my math is right. 4 months ago when you were in the legislature and the state of emergency that lasted 2 hours. Now, obviously, I don't think anyone out there is saying that the county executive shouldn't have the right to declare a state of emergency, especially here in Erie County with the winter weather that we get. But do you think that maybe an extra hurdle to go after so the legislature wouldn't be blocked out for 2 years is something that could also be discussed?
Well, you know, the legislature really wasn't blocked out for 2 years. I mean, there was a time period where we gave him emergency powers under the county charter, which allowed him extraordinary financial powers. He could go out and he could hire a nursing staffing firm to do a pop-up clinic for vaccinations or testing or whatever without coming back to the legislature for anything over $10,000 and saying, you know, asking Mother, may I? I think that made a lot of sense. Those emergency powers ended long ago. After the spike last winter, we took those powers back. The only emergency powers that he had that, you know, the ones that ended yesterday were the ones under the state executive law, which gave him the power to do things like, you know, face mask mandates, which I know are very controversial. But I think, you know, I don't know that you want committees making those decisions as to whether we have mandates or not. Those are the sort of things where if there's a spike today or tomorrow and we see it coming, you need one person, just like you need one person to be commander-in-chief of our armed forces. The founders the framers of our Constitution decided that was the case. We weren't going to conduct wars by Congress. We were going to give the power to one person. And I think, you know, when we're talking about a war on the pandemic, for things like restrictions, mandates, you know, I think you need one person to be able to take charge and do things on a moment's notice.
Kevin, one last thing, because I know you got to get out of here. State of the Union on Tuesday. I know you've got the job now at the comptroller, but I know you still keep your eye on those national politics. What did you think of President Biden's first State of the Union?
I thought it was like most State of the Unions. Probably 5 years from now, we won't remember much about it. But I think there were some good lines in there. I think that he did Democrats everywhere a favor when he said fund the police, because, you know, ever since the defund the police movement started a few years ago, Republicans have been using it to hammer Democrats. And I think to have the top Democrat in the nation say fund the police, you know, I think for Democrats' sake, maybe that's better. You know, in general, let me make a general comment about politics in general in this country. You know, Democrats and Republicans were all quick to try to demonize our opponents. Democrats do it to Republicans, Republicans do it. Democrats, they're the devil, they do this. You know, one of the things now with this war in Ukraine, I think Putin has shown us what evil really looks like. And I think that ought to give us all pause when we rush on either side to try to claim that, you know, the other side is the devil. Because I think we've seen the devil, and he's not American. He's over there in the Kremlin, and hopefully, you know, I think hopefully, like everybody else, I feel that this thing needs to end soon. And we, you know, we pray for the Ukrainian people.
And we will have a live update from Ukraine at 11:10 with Aaron Katursky. Kevin, I know you got to get out. Sunday Mass is calling your name, but I thank you for joining us, and I promise very soon we'll get a full segment together.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Kevin. That is Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick giving his thoughts on the end of the state of emergency and the president's State of the Union. When we come back, Erie County Legislator Joe Lurigo spoke with our Tom Puckett when it was announced that the State of the Union, State of Emergency would expire here in Erie County. We will play back those comments. It is Hardline on News Radio 930 WBEN.